Your car's interior could be dirtier than a toilet seat. Now, that's a generalization. You've already admitted, AV, that your car wouldn't be...
It's not the cleanest. I wouldn't be one of those type of people that is, you know, hyperactive about keeping my car clean, because, you know what?
Yeah.
Life. things.
I wouldn't claim to be hyper about it either, but the very fact that there's just me, usually, and the other half in the car means it keeps itself kind of clean and tidy.
Oh, yeah, but the dog has to get in, you know. I went for a swim yesterday evening and the dog is looking at me going, "You're not going without me." And I was driving to meet a couple of people for a swim, so I was like, "Right, come on, in you get." And then he's down on the beach, the sand gets in the car.
Oh, no.
Do you know what?
I wouldn't have that.
You wouldn't be having that, but you, like, life.
Yeah, I know.
You know. How do you explain to the dog, I can't bring you for down to the beach because you might get some sand in my car?
Yeah. For me, that's avoidable by not having a dog.
I suppose there is that, but it's 7 years down the line. I can't get rid of him now.
Do you think it's unavoidable then to keep your car clean, whether
most
you
definitely.
Have pets for sure? What about kids?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember when my daughter was small, I was going out with a guy who was completely hyperactive about keeping his car clean.
Oh, right.
And it's impossible. It's nigh on impossible when you have small children. How do you explain to them? No, you see that? See that McDonald's I just bought you? Mm. You're not allowed to eat it till we get home. But
how often do babies and small children throw up in the back of a car?
Quite often.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, that would be regular.
Not just babies, if you talk to any taxi drivers, I suppose, as well. But the boot was top of the list, followed by the driver's seat, gear stick, the back seat, the dashboard and the steering wheel. Anything you touch, I suppose. Yeah, the gear stick and gear stick and the steering wheel. I'm not sure whether people are kind of more mindful about it in the last year or a couple of years because of the pandemic, but I suppose you don't have guests in your car anyway nowadays.
Yeah, it says every part of the cars that were swabbed in this study, excluding the steering wheel, contained the same amount of average bacteria or more than a toilet seat or the flush in the toilet.
There you go. It's interesting. I just wonder if for people who are maybe dating somebody, like you said years ago, if you get into somebody's car and it is spotless.
Oh, the pressure.
Is that as much of a warning, alarm bell, really, compared to like if you get into somebody's car and it's just a mess? I'd be inclined to turn on my heel and go, thanks. But is spotlessly clean almost an alarm bell in itself?
Well, I suppose it's an indicator of where that person is in their life, because this particular person now has three children of his own and I'm sure his car is filthy.
Yeah, but if you get into somebody's car that's spotless, you just feel the pressure of, oh my God, I can't even put this drink down.
I need to sneeze. Yeah. What do I do?
WLR. Still getting comments about the car article in the paper this morning. Your car's interior could be dirtier than a toilet seat. Just asking anybody who passes by the office, really, how would you rate your car out of 10? It really comes down to depending on whether you have kids with food in the back seat, or whether you have a dog, or whether you're putting a buggy into the boot. Like, as we said, the boot is almost twice as dirty as the next thing on the list.
Yeah, but also someone was on the text saying, like, if you're going on a long journey with children in the back seat, you will give them anything to stop the questions. When are we going to be there? Where are we there yet? Or where are we? When are we getting there? So, you know, giving them a cheese stick or something like that to keep them entertained. And then there's somebody going, oh, no food in the car. Ah, to hell with that.
And we'd like to think that as soon as you get to the end of your journey or whatever, you get home, out comes the Hoover to clean up the little cheesy Watsits or whatever else. But That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
How long does something stay in your car before you finally remember to take it out? Like a cup in the holder and the thing. I'd say masks are probably everywhere in people's cars at the moment as well.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, no, I mean, my car is dirty at the moment, but when my daughter was very, very small, there was things in my car that...
could have crawled out.
Could have actually made it out themselves.
Nah, I don't like that.
I think I remember you getting into my car one time.
Oh.
And you were like, ooh.
I will admit on the radio, I am that person. Like, if I have to sit in the back seat and there's dog hairs all over.
There's dog hairs in my car.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for a space where there's not. Because, I can't.
I remember that.
You know, there you go.